The other stations are still playing commercials. Meanwhile, here's another hint.
Sorry, you got jumped. That was, what was the song? Zed Katy Perry, I think. You're on STC Radio. Sorry, I'm just taken off guard this morning. How are you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing good. How's your morning?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's just good. I mean, there's not really much to it, is it?
Yeah, we've just woken up, as you can probably hear in our voices. But since we're on the morning show, we're really hype.
Yeah. always hype.
Yep, this is the morning show. We have to be hype to wake you guys up.
Yep.
After I've been up for like 5 hours doing God knows what.
Wow. See, Gabe is always kind of sad, you know?
No, I seriously did not know what I was doing this morning. Since I just have a routine, I wake up, make myself some breakfast, eat that breakfast, get dressed, do the planning or whatever, and then do the other things. I just have a routine that I do every day, so I don't remember anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just always the morning, always here.
Yep, anyway, next up, it's Coldplay and BTS, My Universe. BTS, My Universe. You're on STC Radio.
Yeah. All right. Back in the morning show. We're fully updated now. I'm awake.
Yes.
All right. I've slapped myself in the face a couple times. I am awake and I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, Gabe. You know what we're talking about? You know what
Foods
we're talking about.
Foods that are okay to eat expire.
Yeah.
A lot of people like don't like eating those brown bananas. Really, it's just the bananas being overripe.
Yeah.
You can still eat them. They're just a bit mushy.
But they're still good. Like, they still, don't they still have, like, our nutrition and they
yeah,
won't
they,
hurt
they
you.
Still taste the same.
Yeah.
They just look a bit different.
And also, people need to learn, best before is not expire, okay? You can have milk that is best before, like, the 17th.
No,
and
don't.
And you can drink on the 18th.
Yeah.
I have done that many a time.
1 or 2 days afterwards
One or 2 days after best before is
but
when
if
I would.
It's, like, 5 years afterwards, if you drink it, there's a high possibility you will get sick.
Maybe consider, you know, not drinking it.
Yeah. Just chuck milk out if it's, like, 5 years over.
Yeah, well, what are other foods, Gabe? Hit me. See, bread is a tricky one because there's, like, you get the bread and it's all fresh and nice, right? But then when the bread turns, like, kind of crusty and solid, that's when, you know, you don't maybe not want
yeah.
to eat it.
Especially when you keep it in, like, a bread box and it starts getting a lot of mold on it.
Yeah.
That's when you don't eat it,
yeah.
okay?
If you, mold if, is bad, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, if you ever get a piece of food, like cheese, bread, anything, and it has blue mold on it or green mold, don't eat it. That will make you really sick.
Isn't blue cheese just cheese that has mold on it, but all
yeah,
the
but
mold
it's a,
bad
it's
stuff
a,
has been taken out?
It's a special type of mold.
It's been heavily processed and stuff.
Oh, and by the way, you know how those, not green bananas, brown bananas, they're really good. And my mum has a whole drawer of them in the freezer. Want to know why?
Why?
Because she makes them into really good banana choc chip muffins.
Yeah, see, that's one thing, though. When, like, bananas turn, like, all, overripe or whatever, you can turn them into good baking food because it's all easier to mush into, like, I don't know, banana bread or, yeah, muffins.
Yeah, one thing I found out that is not good to eat expired are Skittles. I found a packet of Skittles that
I didn't even know Skittles could go off.
Yeah, I ate a packet of Skittles that was, like, from the best before was, like, the 12th of January, 2021. I got sick. I threw up. It was not good.
Was it not now? Well, that's interesting. Okay, sure. Well, anyway, next up we have A Little Bit of Love by Tom Grennan.
I've been holding on.
You're on STC Radio. Was A Little Bit of Love by Tom Grennan. You're on STC Radio. Okay, Gabe, what are you talking about next?
Things you just hate.
Just absolutely despise.
Yeah, things,
oh,
just,
so you.
Things just you want to burn at the stake.
Yep, just absolutely annihilate. All right, Gabe, what's one for you?
The people who keep knocking on the windows while we're trying to go on air.
I think that might be saying. All right, but
maybe.
No.
Possibly.
No, but so it's true. People knock on the window. I can manage it. I can.
Yeah, because you're on the other side of the room. I'm right next
Quit
to them.
Being a baby. Although we do not condone it or whatever. Please don't. Alright,
yeah, it's really annoying.
We're just trying to have fun. But we're not talking about this. Alright, you know what things I hate?
Yes.
Okay. It's when companies do not give, like, say you're, I don't know, at a theme park, and they put height limits on the rides, okay? Why? Why can't I ride the Superman ride, alright? I'm nearly tall enough. Why does there have to be a height limit? Just make the carts accessible to everybody.
Yeah, that, and you know what else I hate?
What?
Ignorant toddlers.
Oh. Wait, Gabe, are you a wonder?
No, I'm not. I'm not a toddler. I'm 12 years of age. In your right, I'm not ignorant.
You said that with such gusto. I am 12 years of age. No?
Yeah, okay. Well, I am not ignorant. I know when I'm wrong, okay? Which is never. So cool. Yeah, I know everything.
Yep.
I was being sarcastic.
What are other things you hate, Gabe? Quick fire them.
Things I hate. When people talk back to, like, their parents, mm-hmm. just listen to them. They know the best.
Okay, you know something I hate? Right? It's when you're trying to use a USB, and so you try and put it in, it doesn't go in, so then you flip it around the way. That's not the right side either, only to find out that you had it right the first time, it's just the computer wanted to block up the USB entrance.
Yep, that has happened to me so many
times.
As
someone who uses USB at least daily, I struggle with this. It's just it's almost like an illness that I have to suffer.
Do you know what I hate?
Okay, it's
when
a problem.
When people leave power outlets on, like, just turn them off after you use them.
Yeah.
You're wasting power.
It's not good, people. You can't waste power.
Yeah, I just absolutely hate it. So I'm going around my house looking at these power outlets and just turning them off.
Yep.
Anyway, next up, it's That Was Ghost by Justin Bieber. You're on Hoot Station.
Yep, we are back. All right, Gabe, what are we talking about now?
If you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
I don't know. What would you do?
You know what I'd do? I'd buy a small house, nice car, and start a business, okay? I'm smart with my
business.
Money.
Just be an amazing... Actually, I don't see Gabe as a businessman. Here's the thing. Because he would say something to annoy his client and then just ruin them. What do you think?
I wouldn't be able to see you as a businessman either. You'd be like, oh yeah, I'm selling a vacuum cleaner. It doesn't work though, but it's cool to have around your house.
Well, I mean, it's true. It is cool to have around your house.
It's a...
Who doesn't want more vacuum cleaners?
What, a vacuum cleaner that just doesn't work?
Yes. Are you saying to me, you had the opportunity to have an amazing vacuum cleaner and you would deny the vacuum cleaner that opportunity
if it didn't work?
It doesn't matter if it doesn't work.
The whole reason you have a vacuum cleaner is for it to work. But we're getting off topic. What would you do if you had $1 million?
All right, here's what I'd do. I would invest in a bunch of stocks and then I'd sit in those until I had more than $1 million.
Well, okay. That's pretty
I
smart.
Would put it in a savings, and so the interest would gather me more money, and then so for the rest of my life, I could just live off like the $100,000 of interest it makes.
Okay, let's up the stakes. What if you had $1 billion?
That is totally not true. By the way, interest is killer. It gives you like 0.0001 cent. I'm going really fast. Yeah. Okay. Well, wait,
yeah,
what did you say?
Okay, let's up the stakes. What if you had $1 billion?
$1 billion.
You know what I would do? I'd buy a bank.
I'd do the exact same thing as I did before.
You know, I would buy a bank because then people just pay me to give them money.
Okay, but...
You wouldn't be able to buy a bank for $1 million.
I said $1 billion, actually.
Depends what...
You wouldn't be able to buy a bank with that.
Like a bank franchise? Or like a... Like, you're just going to walk up to ANZ and be like, hey, I own this now. Like, no. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Just go to ANZ.
Yep, just
like
I own
you. I own you. Give me
You don't
$1 million.
Get control over your life. I own this now. But that's besides the point. Anyway, up next we have BTS Butter.
Yes, Butter. You're on SEC Radio.
Yep. All right, Gabe, we're back after that. I like BTS, okay? I never heard of him until I joined, but I've started to really like his music.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't like BTS.
That shows you how little I know about music. That's very... No, we're just going to ignore this thing because I'm stupid. All right, now I am... I'm never coming back here, bye. No. All right, Gabe, we need to discuss something. TV shows are getting longer and it's killing me. Remember when TV shows used to be like 20 minutes an episode? And now they're like turning into an hour. Netflix wants the watch time. YouTube doesn't do TV shows.
Yeah, YouTube is just the same.
Well, because YouTube has like good. YouTube Originals or YouTube Red where they do TV shows.
Yeah, well, I don't get why they're making it longer. Just like, it was good having 20-minute episodes with like 100 episodes a season.
100 episodes a season. I think that's a bit of exaggeration.
I don't know. I don't know anything about TV.
Yeah, name me a show that has 100 episodes a season. Okay, that is insane. But we will be jumping onto our...
That was Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. You're on SCC Radio.
Yep. Okay, Gabe, so we're back after that. I'm just a little taken off guard. All right, so this brings our show to an end, am I correct?
Yes. You can listen to us on the podcast, whether it's on Spotify or on YouTube.
Spotify, YouTube, it's great. All right.
And, and next up, we've got the Smoker Show with Lucas and Hayden.
10:20 to 10:40.
And also from 12:20 to 12:50. And then you've got the Drive Show with Zane and Will from 2:30 to 3.
Yep, we know stuff. We're smart. Okay. Well, we'll be jumping onto our next song.